We are learning Masechtas Shkolim Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph, and we're starting three lines from the bottom of Yedal Ram Beis. We're going to talk about the sugya of Nesachim. It came in because in the Beis HaMikdash you had someone who was Mamuna on the Chesamais, like the tokens. They gave money, they got a token. That token they brought to Achia, and Achia gave them how much Nesachim they needed. And there's three type of Nesachim. There's a Nesachim for a Shar, which is a cow, a big behemoth. And then there's La'ayel and a Seh. An ayil is an older seh, so ayil and seh have different nesachim for different ages, and then there's kvasim and izim are the same thing. So you have three levels of nesachim. Now the pasuk says very clearly all the halachas of nesachim. Then the pasuk gives like a general pasuk. It says kocha yeyasa l'shara echad al ayil echad al seh b'kvasim b'izim. And this whole pasuk is extra. The Gemara wants to dash in this pasuk. Tichsiv. We start a few lines in the bottom of Yudal Beis. Dichsiv kocha yaseh la'ishara echad la'ayel echad or la'sev kvasim of izim la'shara echad lama. What's this pasuk teaching us? Lama nema magich le'chalak bein nichse egel l'niske shar. There's no chilek between niske egel and niske shar. Egel is a young shar. There's the nesachim is not the chilek between niske shar, the nesachim of shar, and nesachim of egel. Shayev din benat soin ton nesachim and benavakat ton nesachim. Both soin. Which are not big cattle, but regular small animals. The halacha is that they both need nesachim. If nim matanu shechalak ben niske keves niske ayil, you find the chilek between keves and ayil when it comes to tzoyin. So maybe l'kach nechlak ben niske egel niske shar when it comes to bakar. Maybe a bakar also be a difference between an older shar and a younger one. Tamaloyma kocho yeyase l'shara echad. Sharo has one din. Magish loy cholak ben niske egel niske shar. There's no chilek to niske egel niske shar. That's a shara echad. Teach me also that a cow has the same halacha. Say if it's a calf or if it's a cow, has the same halacha on the sachem. That's the pasuk shara echad. Oy la ayil hecha lama. Why say la ayil lama nema? Shayev b'din. And when shalom shachilek ben niske ben shalom niske ben shalom niske zayim. You find the chilek in a keves, which is 1 year old, and a ben shalom zayim, which is an ayil. Look, so you see the chilek. L'kach nechlek ben niske shalom zayim niske shalosh. Maybe you make a chilek also between a 2 year old and a 3 year old. Tam leima oil ayil echad. That an ayil, once it turns into ayil, then the rest, the matter how old it is, has the same din to sachem. Oil is sevik v'kvasim lama. We need the third part of the pasuk of sevik v'kvasim. Shoyi v'din, v'tonosh chalak v'niske keves niske ayel. See the chilptin niske keves niske ayel. Kach nechlek v'niske kisbal niske rachel. There should be a difference between a female sheep and when it gets older. Just like by a zachar, there's a difference between keves and ayel. So by the female, there should also be a difference between a rachel and a kisbal. Tam alayim ol sevik v'kvasim. That's all the same by sevik. Oy be izim lam wanting the pasuk be izim lam nema shoy be din mitzor shel chalak ben iske kavas iske ayel is by kavas zakh is a chalak between a kavas and a ayel the kach nach lam iske gedil iske tayish be a difference between a goat a young goat and an older goat tam lo im oy be izim hikish kadosh be izim le gadosh be izim ma ze be shlosh lugim ma ze be lugim all the same the all three lugim which is a shear of a gedi akapanim. As it comes out, there's three shiurim only for the different animals they brought for kavanas. And it means all bakar are the same, which is shar, all the same. And by tzoin, between a keves and ayil is a chilek. But the rest of them are the same. All the kivsois and the izim, all the same shir, which is three lugim and one isarim. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It said the last thing in the Mishnah, that they wrote the day on the coin. And that was to eliminate the ramayim. You shouldn't have people who are trying to cheat. Now, the Gemara's question is that if you just write the day, so you write it's Tuesday. So next Tuesday, he'll use it. What are you gaining? Write the Gemara, Hag Ba'atzvacha, Shazayi Goy Sayyoyim. He'll wait till the next week, and he'll use it next week. It says Tuesday, so wait till next Tuesday. And for the Gemara, Shem Mishmar HaYakasav Allah. They wrote, not only to write the day of the week, they wrote the day, which Mishmar it is. And there was 24 Mishmaras. Every week was a different Mishmar. And every day was different Beza, but every week was different Mishmar. And they wrote the Tuesday of Mishmar Pliny. So you couldn't use it next week because it wasn't Mishmar Pliny. You have to wait another 24 weeks. Break the Gemara, Hagat, because Jaigo is a Mishmar. Wait 24 weeks to the next Mishmar. So the Gemara, no, they did a lot of safeguards. Shem Hayoim, they wrote in the day. Shem Shabbos, which means which week of the month, that's what the commentator explains. Shem Shabbos, Shem Chayim, which month. And they add on, even wrote which Mishmar also, that didn't change. Hayikos Valayim. I filled right to the Zayig, gave much to the Zayig. Now I already have to wait a bunch of years that you land up on the Tuesday of the third week of Cheshvan in the end of Mishmar, it's possible to happen again, but it's not worth it already. Whatever you're going to gain won't be worth it. Whatever trying the trick, it's not going to be worth it to wait so long, and therefore it was safe to say there was no Ramayim. Dr. Mishnevai, the new Mishnah. Shnei Lishkois Hayi B'Mikdash. There were two Lishkois in the Beis HaMikdash. Achas Lishkas Chashoyim. One was the Lishkas Chashoyim, the Lishka of, called the Quiet Lishka. Achas Lishkas HaKelim. And one was called the Lishkas HaKelim. Lishkas Chashoyim, Yirechet Noistim L'Soicha B'Chashoyim. What does it mean, the Quiet Lishka? That means that Yerichay, people want to recite the mitzvah tzedakah at the best level. They used to throw money into here. No one knew who threw money here. And Aniyim B'nei Toivim got their panasa from here. The mamuna on that lishka gave out tzedakah from there. So they had no idea where it was coming from, and the person giving it had no idea who he was giving it to. It was called a quiet lishka. They just threw money into the lishka. That was one lishka. Lishka chashoy, which means the yirichay nais tam seicha v'chashoy, v'anim ne'tov v'sparnas v'seicha v'chashoy, they're misparnas quietly from this lishka. What was lishka's kalim, the room of the kalim? Kol mishu misnadiv keli, anyone want to be misnadiv a keli, a utensil, zarkul seicha, threw into this lishka, and v'achas lishm yoyim, hagiz baram paismoy, so once every 30 days, the guard's baram go in there and take inventory. Any kli they could use for the gavayis, like an axe or something like that, they could use for the gavayis. Manich ma'aseh, they leave it there. Mashar, the rest they have no use for. Nimkarim, they sell it. V'demayim noiflim lebed gavayis, and the money falls to bed gavayis. That's to do with the money that comes from these kelim. Zok tomorrow avaita. Tomorrow first is to have a stickle sugya about tzedakah. Rabbi Yaakov Aidi, Rabbi Yitzchak and Nachman, Havim Parnasim. They were the leaders of the city, the Askanim of the city. Vava Yavin L'Rav Chama, they had the head of the stockers also. Vava Yavin L'Rav Chama, Avoyder Rabbi Yishaya, dinner. They used to give Rav Chama Avoyder Rabbi Yishaya dinner, even though he didn't need the money. And he, Vu Yavle Lecharonim, he gave it to other people. He knew a lot of people needed money, but they were embarrassed to ask. They didn't want to go to the Gavit Stockah. So they gave him Stockah. And he took their money and gave it out to those people quietly. Another example of this idea, Rabbi Zechariah Chasnei de Rav Levi, Rabbi Zechariah, the son of Rav Levi, I used to make fun or say it's not right. Omrim lo tzarech unosav. He's a guy, looks like he doesn't need tzedakah, and he's taking tzedakah. Minindama, when he was nifter, they realized, Batkin, they realized, that they checked it out. Ashkan to have a mafik lecharonim. He took tzedakah, he gave it out to other people. Everyone thought he was taking tzedakah for himself. He was giving it out to other people. Rav Chinna bar Papa have a maflig mitzvah b'layla. He's one time out at night collecting money for tzedakah, giving out tzedakah. It says in the Karban Eidah, he mechalek tzedakah b'layla, he's giving out tzedakah. Malich leitz anim shalei levayishem. He's giving it out at night so no one should get embarrassed. One night. So maflig mitzvah b'layla. Chad zman, one time, pagabei rabo in the ruchaya, the leader of the shedim, the ruchim, met him. He wanted to mazik him. Amalei loy kain alfen rabbeinu. Didn't you teach us like sasig vurecha? Don't infringe on someone else's property. This is my territory right now at night. What are you doing here? You're infringing on my territory at night. It's the territory of the mazikim. Amalei. So he answers back to him like kain ksiv matan b'seisa yichfaaf. Someone who gives tzedakah privately will cover over the anger. And the ruach was scared of him, but orakim kumei ran away from him. Rav Yoina says in the pasuk, "Ashrei maskil adal," but doesn't say "Ashrei noisin adal." Praiseworthy is the person who gives tzedakah to adal. In kasev kan, ela ashrei maskil adal. You have to do a chachma. Zeshu mstakel b'mitzvah heichla soisei. He's eyeing the mitzvah to see how to do it in the best way. Ketzad Rav Yoina oisa. How did Rav Yoina do this? When he saw Oni Ben Toivim, keep saying Lashon Ben Toivim, imagine what that means. It means Oni, that's a royal lekach, I guess a Talmud Chacham or the mitzvahs. What is it? The rest of your family, okay? I guess the rest of your family is Baris takes stalker. So when he saw Oni Ben Toivim, that he lost his money. I heard that you're going to get a Yerusha one day, so me will take the money, and then you'll pay back. No. Tell that prayer. Take now, and when you get the money, you'll pay back. Don't worry about it. Once he gave it to him, have omalei matani lach. It's matana for you. That's the way he was smart, and he knew for this money it worked. This trick worked. I guess it won't work for anyone. You tell a guy he's getting Yerusha, like, what are you talking about? But I guess it worked for him. But he did it with a chachma, and they told him to keep the matala. Chia ba'ada is have a sovim b'yim. Chia ba'ada said over like this. If is have a sovim b'yim neim, used to be the elders in our days, they're such big bali b'tachon, that man da'ava yov lahoyim b'yim reshasa l'tzuma, if he gave them money between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they took it. Have a nosim, they took it. Min basa came after that, le have a nosim, they didn't take it. Amrin the Shosin Gabon. Whatever we're supposed to get for the year already was Nigza already, and I don't have to take stocker. Whatever Hashem's going to give me, I'm going to get. Between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it wasn't Nigma Hadin yet, so therefore they took money. But after that, I don't need anything. Whatever Hashem's going to take care of it. Hashem already gave us the money. It's a call, Mezenoisav Shalotam Kutsuvim, from the beginning of the year, and they believed that Mamish Ad Kadeh, they didn't take any money. Nechemiah Ish Shichin, Pogabo Yisham Yechon. Nechemiah Shichin went to Yishalmi, he met a Yishalmi, Omalei, and the Yishalmi needed was hungry. He had no food. He was hungry. Omalei, Zechemi Chadak Tarin Gazal, please give me a piece of chicken. I need some chicken. Omalei, and chicken was more expensive than meat. Omalei, Helechot Tumisa the Kupad. Here's, why don't you eat a piece of meat? So he gave him a little money. Here's the money to buy some meat. Vezavan Kupad. And he bought a piece of meat for Achel, and he ate and missed, and he died. I guess his stomach couldn't handle such heavy food. And Nechemiah felt that it was his fault. Nechemiah said, "Let's give a hesped to the person I killed." Chas v'shalom. He held that it was his. He was goyim because he would have gave him chicken, he would have lived. And lemaisa, because he didn't give him chicken, he gave him meat instead. He died. A similar ma'aseh. Nochem ish gamzu. Hayimoylich doyel beis chamav. He's bringing a present to his shver. Poga boy mukashchin echad. A mukashchin met him and said, "I need money." And he was traveling. I think the Medrash says with three donkeys full of food and different things. And he said, "Have some food." Amalei zchayim madis kabach. Have some food from you. Amalei mechzer. When I come back, I'll give him when I come back. Chazai came back. Va'ashchay miss. He found he was dead. Vava Omar, and he said, "Likivle einoy dechaminech v'lo yisvon loch." Connected the eyes that saw this ani and didn't give him anything. His diamonds become blind. Yedad lo pashdon mitin loch. The hands that didn't stick out to give the tzedakah his katun should be cut off. Raglay lo rotun lemitin loch. The feet that didn't run to do the mitzvah of tzedakah his tavrim should break. Umatze came. Taki dam like that. That's to happen. He came blind. He lost his hands and feet. Salak the Gaber Akiva. Akiva came to visit him. Bikachaylam. Amalei. Oili shani roya ois chavakach. Akiva told Nachum Ish Gamzu that it's terrible to see like this. Amalei. Oili shani ain ani roya ois chavakach. It's terrible. I don't see you like this. Amalei. Mat meklein. Give me a klala. Amalei. Mat mevayt b'yisurim. Why you mevayt b'yisurim? Yisurim is a good thing. Yisurim is. Memarik, the Avinayis of Shaddam in this world is going to the next world. So tomorrow, by the Nachamaisa, Rabbi Yeshaya Rabba have a Rabbi Debrei Chad Sagi Nahiru. Rabbi Yeshaya, his melamed of his child, was someone who couldn't see. Vav Yalef Ochel Imei B'chol Yoyim. He had many guas, he used to eat with him every day. He obviously couldn't afford anything himself, and he used to bring him lunch and eat with him lunch every single day. Chad's man, Havali Orchim, one day Rabbi Shai had guest. He couldn't eat with him. Ramsha, because he didn't want to embarrass him, so he ate himself with the guest. He didn't invite over the Malamed to eat together with the guest. But Ramsha, in the evening, Salak Lagabe, he went down to the Malamed. Don't be angry at me. Begin the Havali Yorchim Yamadain, I had guest. The Amris, I said, Livzi Bikara the Mari Yamadain. So I didn't want you to get embarrassed. So begin came lechal zemari yamidain. That's what today I didn't eat with you because I didn't want you to eat care with the archim and be embarrassed. Omalei. So he was consoled the melamed and he said ata faisisa lemanem ischami lechami. You consoled the person who can be seen and can't see. The mischami means he can be seen. This blind person can see lechami can't see. So Dain the Chami, the one who could see Vlev Ischami can't be seen, which is the Karish Baruch Hu, Yikabal Piyusach. So Yikabal your Piyusim, your Tvilas. Amalei, so Rabbi Hishai was very impressed. Beautiful tefillah, beautiful bracha. Amalei, ha'adam and Allah, how do you know this bracha? Amalei, melezmi Yaakov. I learned it from melezmi Yaakov. The melezmi Yaakov one time, all chad, sagi ner lekarta. One time, melezmi Yaakov was a shiva of the town. A certain blind person came to the city. Yosef lo melezmi Yaakov l'ramine. Melezmi Yaakov said, put him right in front of me, the best seat in the shir. That means he's very chashuv. Even though he didn't know who he was, he knew he wanted everyone to respect him. So he said, sit in front of me. The Yemrun, the Lulu of Varnosha Rabbah, if not that it would be a big person, Yosef Levazmi Yaakov Lurabine, Yaakov would have put him in front of him, if not that he was a chashuv person. And Taka, what happened? Ovnle Parnosha the Iker, the Taka gave him a lot of Parnosha. They gave this this person, the Saki, no, whatever he wanted, whatever he needed, because Levazmi Yaakov put him in the front. Omrulay Mahach, and he didn't understand why he was getting so much covered. He said, why am I getting so much covered? Omrulay, Levazmi Yaakov, Yosef Lurabine, Levazmi Yaakov put you right in front, in the front seat, on the Mizrach. But Soli Aloy Hadat Slusa, and this Sagi Nor gave a bracha to Lezim Yaakov, this bracha. At the Gemal Techest, Lamad Mescham Lechami, you gave a chesed to the one who could be seen and can't see. Dein the Chom Lemeschami, the one who could see and can't be seen, Yigmal Yusach Chesed, should give you chesed. So he learned this bracha from Yena, Sagi Nor, from Lezim Yaakov's days.